up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Laguna Coast Wilderness Park has less vegetation among the hiking trails, oaks, and sycamores. Orange County Sheriff's Department narcotics investigators Friday pulled 2,500 to 4,000 marijuana plants out of the park's Muddy Canyon area. Sheriff Lieutenant Jeff Halleck estimated the total street value at $3 million. Investigators hiked into the rugged area south of the 73 freeway near East Coastal Peak Park and Ridge Park Road to remove the plants. The Sheriff's Department airship Duke then flew the pot to a staging area to be packaged for evidence. An OC Parks ranger happened on the marijuana, clumped in two areas, and alerted authorities. Due to the threat of wildfire and apparently pot as well, surveillance cameras will soon be installed near some of Laguna's reservoirs, including at the Carolyn Wood Knoll near Alta Laguna Park. Police have stepped up an anti-smoking enforcement effort this summer in the late evening at the park entry. Despite signs warning of $1,000 fines for smoking, police are still citing people lighting up, almost all from out of town. Mayor Pro Tem says the cameras will provide a live feed to city dispatchers. Three remaining property owners in Three Arch Bay are refusing easements to South Coast Water District, which is working on a $7 million sewer tunnel project in the coastal bluffs. The Water District is moving forward with the project anyway. At its meeting today, the district's board discusses its grant for state funding. Scores of fans lined up outside John Paul's Goodies before the coffee shop opened for a final farewell last week. The proprietor, known for handing out insults with his coffee and croissants, closed up after 30 years in North Laguna. His sign was replaced with a temporary paper one, an homage to the large coffee chain he loved to scorn. City Council candidate Michelle Hall and school board candidate Dee Perry meet supporters tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the home of Sarah and David Vanderveen, who live on Flamingo Road in Bluebird Canyon. Employees at the Montage Resort invite the public to join them in donating the gift of life during a blood drive this Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the hotel's ballroom. Donors receive complimentary valet parking. Donors should bring a photo ID and are welcome to fruit and chef-made cookies. The local baseball icon who coined the phrase "have a home run day" will have a book signing Thursday, 6 to 10 p.m. for Locals Night. Alicia Rose, Skipper Carrillo's brother, has written "Mr. Home Run Day." Both will attend the signing. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX at One Laguna.